So, it's the final phone-in of the summer. We're bringing it back in September, so let's go out with a bang. We've got a couple of subjects. I've got a guest as well, and the phone's ringing already. First of all, welcome, Tony Bray.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, mate.
We're talking, you know, we're talking the Luis Suarez incident yesterday. What crime, what punishment should we give him? And also, assisted suicide, got the thumbs down from the powers that be. What do you think on that? Should we take a call?
Yes, please.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Philip.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
All right, thanks. It's not cloudy and sand down. It's lovely here.
It just clouded out for a minute. It just got all dark for a moment, and I thought, oh.
We've got, looking out the window, I can see one cloud.
Right, but that's going France's way now.
Put my fan on.
It's gonna get big and it's gonna accumulate loads of other clouds and it's gonna go down the south of France. It's gonna rain over the weekend, all weekend apparently.
Oh no, I plan on having a barbecue Sunday as well.
Anyway, let's deal with the first issue.
Suarez. He should be banned for life. He's an animal.
Banned from what?
Everything. League football. Internationals a lot. If Liverpool got any sense, they'd get shot, and like they should have done last time. He's proved over and over again he's nothing but an animal. He hasn't changed. Now I saw him on TV as well. He could lie and say, I didn't do it. I've seen the footage. He did do it. He's nothing but an animal, and there's no place for people like that in football.
Do you know what's really... Obviously, we have a thing called... And I agree with you, by the way. We have a thing called innocent until proven guilty. But hang on, we've seen the footage. We've seen it. He sank his teeth into his in his shoulder. The guy's got a bite mark. He had that mark within seconds. You know, he's got a track record for it. I don't need a judge to tell me whether that man is guilty or not. We know he is. We saw it with our own eyes yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, I didn't see the match live, but I've seen the footage on Sky Sports News. I was at work when that was on, but yeah, I think it's really bad. I mean, he did it at Liverpool, he did it before. I mean, this is three times now, so how many times are you going to say I'll make excuses for it? South American, it's his temperament. There's no excuses for it. Well, if I have a bad day at work, I don't go and bite my colleagues, and now you just get on with it and deal with it.
Have you ever bitten anybody before?
No.
Not even in the throes of passion?
No, not really.
No. All right. Well, that was perhaps a personal question, but I mean, I look at the Luis Suarez thing, and I think let's just recap just a little bit. Luis Suarez was banned for originally only two games in the Dutch league for biting an opponent playing for Ajax. Ajax said, "Let's hush it under the carpet, so to speak. We're going to we're going to fine him, and that money's going to be given to charitable causes." Okay, and then the Dutch FA intervened and then slapped him with a 7-match ban. The Football Association banned him for 10 matches for biting a Chelsea player the season before last. And now this. This is on a much, much bigger scale. It's on a much, much bigger stage. And so many more people would have seen it, youngsters including. And as far as I can see, you know, I can say, I think, yes, a lengthy ban at least. But more importantly, I don't know whether you heard me earlier on. I think to solve these issues, what we ought to be doing with people like Luis Suarez, we get them on the television, we put a microphone in front of them, put them in front of a TV screen and say, this is your crime. You bit this man, you then lied, okay? Just talk us through it. And humiliate him.
Right, but he'd never do it because he hasn't got the balls to do it, because he'd be squirming like a worm. And it's just such a shame because he's such a brilliant footballer. He doesn't need to consort to stuff like this because it's in undone England. But just because he's a good player, he doesn't need it.
Well, he had a little bit of help from Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, a little bit. But he is a damn good player, and it's just such a shame.
Okay, so you're saying lifetime ban?
Absolutely. And I'll go a bit more extreme than you. Get a great white to take a bite out of him and see if he likes it.
Well, that's not a bad idea, is it? Might be a bit over the top. But hang on a sec there, Phil. I've got another question for you. Hi, who's on the other line?
Nice and sunny in France. Thank you very much.
It's going to rain in a minute.
No, it ain't. Don't start.
We'll come to you in a moment, all right?
Yes, okay, mate.
Just wait your turn.
Yes, I will. I'm good for you.
All right. The other subject was assisted suicide, Phil.
I'm against it, to be honest with you, because it is difficult. I mean, until you're actually in that situation, but I've got to go, and I'm going to be honest with you. Some people might not like this. I've got to go by my faith, and my faith is against suicide, so I have to go by that.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, that's at least that's how can I put it? You're backing up what you believe in, so it would be a bit hypocritical if you went across everything you said. You know,
I think you never know. I always think when it's time. You never know when anything. Sometimes situations can seem hopeless. Sometimes turn out not to be hopeless. And what if you took a pill and then maybe a day or so later things might improve. Things they don't always improve. But I'm not just on about in a physical sense. Maybe there's a purpose. Like you might have a purpose. You might be able to help somebody in some way. Like that lad who just died and raised all the money for cancer. Stephen somebody.
Yeah.
He made a tremendous difference. He didn't get saved in the form of his life, but what he did, it was tremendous. And if you just take a pill, you miss all that, because you might miss out what your calling is.
Now, I said, I don't know whether you heard me earlier on, I said about the situation with Luis Suarez, you know, if a dog was to bite you, you'd put it down. So,
yeah, but we're
you know,
not dogs, though, are we? We're humans.
We're back to assisted suicide again, aren't we?
Mm. Yeah.
But anyway, there was a throwaway comment for which maybe I should apologise for, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I kind of agree with what you're saying there, but I also see the other side where you see people that don't have their dignity and all they want to do is pass over to the other side.
Yeah, like I said, until you're actually in that situation, you can't really know for sure. Let's hope that none of us actually get in that situation.
Well,
it is very difficult.
Let me chuck this at you before we go to Mark over there in France. What happens if, just say for instance, like my mum has said to me, if ever I get to the situation where I can't wipe my own bum, I want you to do something.
I couldn't do it personally. I mean, if I was in that situation, say Lynn got ill, she, can you do it? I couldn't do it. Sorry.
Love your honesty.
Yeah.
Admire it too. Thank you very much for your
the
call.
The only other thing I'm going to say, Mark.
Go on.
See you in the pub in a couple, the man in the moon in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you will, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Don't worry about that, we'll have a laugh.
Yeah.
He was trying to keep it a secret, now it's out of the bag.
It's out now, isn't it?
We all know now.
Thanks for your call, Phil.
I just got told Weatherspoons to get an extra order in.
Well, they want to get extra months worth in.
Yeah. Oi, 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 you're only going out for a night, a week's
worth. All right, me old flower, thanks for your call.
All right, bye.
Cheers, bye. Okay then, so what do you think, Mark?
Well, I ain't seen the game because me telly decided to blow up and she's away. So I didn't watch it. But what we on about, this Suarez fella.
Yeah, yeah, Luis Suarez. He's at it again.
Well, ban him.
He's helped himself to an Italian.
Ban him. you can't have it. He's done it. And that's not a throwaway comment, Ian, what you said about the dogs. If that was a dog, you'd put it down.
You sure would.
My old man done 6 months for doing that.
Biting somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's grievous bodily harm, isn't it?
He was in a fight.
Civil court. Yeah.
My old man was in a fight. He was coming unstuck, so he bit this geezer's nipple off. And he got 6 months for that.
Mm.
Yet this geezer's done it 3 times. He's not even been nicked for it. Now, that's ABH. He's right in front of you.
That's grievous bodily harm, actually.
Well, no, it's actual bodily harm.
Oh, right, OK.
Do you know what I mean? That's an higher sentence, that is. Now, he's done it twice, and now he's done it there.
Mm. Well, there was an incident in rugby a little while ago where a guy was punched, he lost the sight of his eye, and the guy got a custodial sentence for that.
Well, this is what I'm saying, but because it's football, it's all right, is it?
It's not all right, no.
No, it's not
all right at all.
Well, exactly. So they want to throw the book at him. Well, I agree with Phil. Never play football again.
I think the sad thing is, yes, he's a great footballer, but I tend to agree. You've had 3 chances. You've had a lovely time of it. You've earned yourself a load of money. You've scored yourself a lot of goals. You've got issues. You've got to sort yourself out. And that's what needs to happen. It's no good just giving him a 10-match ban and maybe banning him from this World Cup. It just won't work. We've tried that before. He had a 7-match ban at Ajax. He had a 10-match ban at Liverpool. And now he should get a
Now he's done it on the biggest stage in the world.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think
what does that say to the kids?
It's a really poor example. A poor example.
You know, it's like this. I'm not being funny. it's probably going off on a tangent, but it's like this knife crime. If you're caught twice with a knife, you're going in prison.
Hmm.
Once is enough, because the second time you might use it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Have you got a view on the assisted suicide?
Me?
Yeah.
I've got it. I've done that. They sorted out with me and my brother. If ever I'm like that, I know I'm going to do a bit of bird if I top him. He knows he's going to do a bit of bird if he tops me. But we'll not. We've got a letter each saying, I love my brother. I don't want to kill him. So it's consentful between
okay.
me and him.
So you would go for the yes then? You would disagree with the people that have voted for
I'd
the no?
I'd top my brother. I wouldn't let my brother lay there like that.
No.
Again. I wouldn't. And that, sorry, Phil, you know, that's Phil's faith. But I've seen people in pain like that.
Yeah.
And I've seen them ask people to do something for them.
All right. Well, we're going to bring in Tony Bray in a minute, because he's got a strong view on that, but we're going to take another call as well. Hang on a sec there, Mark. Hi, who's this?
Boom, 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 boom.
It's Bomb Bomb.
Happy birthday to Mark. Happy birthday to Mark. Happy birthday, Mark Rose. Your bike's first in your bark.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Well, mate.
Some people would disagree with you, though.
I know, your bike's worse than your bark, mate.
Yeah, not like Suarez, is they?
Well, I've heard he's got a sponsor, isn't he, Nate?
Who's that? Go on.
It's Strongbow.
Strongbow, go
if
on.
If you need a drink with bite.
Hey, Mark, anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to hear what Tony's got to say about this suicide thing.
All right, we'll ask Keith and then we'll come to Tony and Mo. Have a great birthday, me old flower.
And you, like, have a good day. Oi, and it ain't going to rain over here.
Going to tip it down,
if
mate.
It do, when I get over there, I want a word with you. All right, I'll see you later.
Cheers, mate. See you
yeah,
later.
Bye.
Keith, what do you reckon?
Hello, mate. How's things?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm not too well. Hello, Tony.
Hi, mate. All right?
Yeah, not bad. How's yourself?
Very good.
Now, you're going to agree with what I'm going to say, aren't you?
Hang on.
I don't know what you're going to say. You're getting more like my mother every day. What am I going to say?
Oh, I'm getting more random. Yeah, you're right there. Stick Suarez, whatever his name is, on a rugby pitch.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, put him up against 11 men, see how he survives.
Yeah, if that happened in rugby, nothing would have happened, and he'd have been reminded of his responsibilities as the next ruck.
That's right, and he'd apologised when he said sorry. He would have said sorry, sir.
He wouldn't have had any teeth to bite with in the
situation.
That's
right. Would he? Straight in there with a fist, wouldn't he?
He would have been sorted, yeah, absolutely.
Get him in the scrum, that's it. He ain't doing that no more. Bang. Yeah.
I do agree with you. Yeah.
I didn't even see it. All I saw on Facebook, these funny things, it was a clip from Jaws. And what's his name? Roy Schneider was stood there, and all of a sudden out of the water came Suarez.
Yeah.
Things like that. He was the shark. But yeah, you say he's done this before then, Ian?
He's done it twice before.
Yeah.
He set a 17-match ban.
He's rather let
altogether.
Himself down, really, isn't he?
Well, that's especially to play in this country, mate. That's not gentlemanly at all, is it?
No, it's not. Assisted suicide.
Assisted suicide. I thought you were going to go out on a lighter note, mate, seeing this is the last one.
No, let's go out with a bang.
We're out with a bang?
Yeah.
Well, in the situation, we've got a chap over here in Stockbridge, Alex Lewis. I don't know if you've ever heard about his poor situation where he's caught, I think it's streptocide.
That's his flesh-eating thing.
That's it, flesh-eating thing. He's in his 30s, mate. He's lost three limbs, three and a half limbs, and half his face, yet he's still fighting on, mate. So,
yeah.
You know, obviously, at this age at the moment, he's got plenty of fight in him. But when he gets older, is he still going to feel the same? I don't know. And therefore, I would say yes, assisted suicide, let him have it.
You would have gone for the yes then?
Yeah. You know, how many times have you seen an old person that's just sat there dribbling and they're trying to force feed him?
Or even a young person.
Even a young person, Tony. Yes, exactly, mate.
Yeah. Would you want to be, yourself? Is that what the way, just say for instance, I'd be the same. If that ever happened to me where I'd be like my mum, if I couldn't wipe my own bum and I didn't have much of a life and it's,
Well, what's going to happen to me, mate? I've decided that if it gets too bad, I'm going to be embalmed in cytronic fluid, and I'm going to be buried with my bum in the air with a wick in it. So if anybody visits me in the cemetery, they can light it and keep the gnats away. Right, mate.
One thing we've got to do is keep laughing about things, haven't
exactly,
we?
Exactly, mate.
We've got to have a sense
life's
of humour.
Too full of rubbish, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too full of rubbish. Anyway, you two, it's been good over the last few months, and let's have a break, and we'll come back in September then.
Yes, thanks, soon.
Thanks for your support, Keith.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers now. Bye. Okay, let's take another call, Tony. Sorry,
yeah,
you're going to have to wait.
That's all right, I don't mind.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you want to hear Tony's story?
It's all right.
Do you want to hear Tony's story, or do you just want to get on with what you've got to say?
Yeah, get on with it.
Yeah, all right.
I'll get on with it.
Yeah, go on.
First of all, goodbye to everybody for the summer.
Yeah, have a great summer.
It's like end of term,
isn't
it?
Have a great summer, everybody. Look forward to everybody coming back in September. I feel a bit mixed, really, a bit sad, really, because I enjoy listening and hearing everybody and joining in. But anyway, have a good summer, everybody, and have a birthday,
you.
Mark.
And when we come into, you know, when we come back in September, you'll see the reasons why we had to do it.
That's great. I'll look forward to it.
All right.
Luis Suarez, I think I agree with everything that Phil said. A lifetime ban, I think. And I think all his wages from the World Cup to go to a charity.
Yeah, that'd
perhaps,
be good.
Cut off his financial supply. I just think that was disgusting. I didn't see the whole match, but saw a bit. You know, highlighted it, and he did. I don't know how he can say he didn't do it, because the guy pulled down his football shirt, and you can see the marks. You can see the red marks on his shoulder. So
yeah.
I can't see how he can deny that. I mean, that's almost worse than biting, isn't it? That's
trying
to just wriggle out of it. You know, it's two points there. And I think he's got to be taken to task on, don't you? And
definitely.
Especially when. He could learn a lesson or two from Yaya and Kolo Touré, who played just a week after their brother had died.
I think
they showed great dignity, didn't they, on the pitch last night? And you know, they must have been feeling wretched, more wretched than Luis Suarez must have felt.
They didn't
stoop to anything like that, and they played their hearts out, didn't they?
I read somewhere this morning where somebody was actually sticking up for him and saying he's had a really bad time of late. Liverpool didn't win the league, and they were looking like they were going to. He was upset about that.
Oh, what a shame.
And it looked like the Uruguay were going to go out of the World Cup, so he got a little bit upset, and that's why he did it.
The worst thing really could have happened would be for the World Cup people to disqualify Uruguay from the World Cup now.
See, I think that's...
The whole team. And then let Suarez face the music with his own people.
Yeah, I look at that and I think that's not a bad idea, but why should the rest of the team be penalised? What I'd love to see...
That's life, isn't it? It's like when you're at school, one bad person will keep the whole class in for detention, won't they?
What I'd love to see happen, I don't think it will, but I'd like to see Uruguay win the World Cup
without
him.
Because
that would hurt more.
He's disgraced, isn't he? And our boys have come home not disgraced like that.
No, just a different disgrace.
I do think, as I say, that the Yaya and Kolo Touré, how they... managed to put their grief behind them and play last night with dignity. You know, I think Suarez could take a lesson or two from those two boys.
Okay. Did we touch on assisted suicide?
Ooh, a bit like Phil. I don't think I could do it, Ian. I don't think... I know none of us could say, because until you're in that position, I don't know how you can possibly think about it. And even when you're in that position, I don't know how you make... a decision about it. But there's so much progress now with stem cell therapy, isn't there, treatment, and so much going on that it could just be the answer now, couldn't it? I mean, medical science is incredible at the minute, and I don't know, you don't want to see your loved ones in pain and despair, but I don't know whether I couldn't do it.
Well, see, I think that maybe there's a business opportunity here. This is going to sound cynical, and this is going to sound like tongue in cheek, but it's not. It's real, and I promise you, this. If I had the people around me and the money to do this, I would do this. I would open up an assisted suicide shop on the high street, surround myself with professional people so that they could talk to people that were going through the issues that they are, and if we needed to do it properly, because this sort of thing goes on in Switzerland.
In other countries, yeah.
They do this in Switzerland.
It has to be something, it's got to be a lawful thing, isn't it? And in this country, it's not lawful, is it? And I don't know whether it ever will be made lawful.
No, I don't, because I think it's... I think you're right. It won't ever be made lawful.
No,
hey, look, we've got to get on, because...
It should be, yes, I think an opportunity for people to talk about it, some kind of counsel. Well, I'm sure they must go through counselling.
That's what I would have on the high street.
That awful thing, isn't there? People sort of exploiting it, isn't there? And it's a real sort of difficult subject, isn't it?
On the high street, I would have the shop set up, people around you, easy for people to come in, but you have professional people that are going to sit down and talk to these people, and you don't do anything unless you've dotted the I's, crossed the T's, and made absolutely 100% sure that everything is in place.
I can see both sides. Obviously, you have to. There are always two sides. But what I'm saying is, I don't know which side I'd go on. I really don't.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get a story from Tony Bray in a moment. But
okay.
Thanks very much for your support.
Happy summer, everybody. And
thank you.
Speak to you all again in September.
See you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
It's 12:26. So, Tony, come on. Let's,
right, okay.
You wanted to come in and tell me, because you wanted to come in and tell the story because it's close to your heart.
Well, it's sort of close to my heart. I mean, I had a friend who was mentally challenged, and she had a few psychological issues, but she was physically very able, and she went and bought a load of alcohol, a load of tablets, and hung herself, and you know, that was it. Nothing happened. Yeah, I deal with people on a day-to-day basis who are terminally ill, who have no chance of getting better, who gradually lose all facilities of their body, but they have their mind there. And because they're mentally able but physically unable, they can't do anything. How just is that? They right. want to go, same.
Yeah.
Some of them want to go. They don't want to live the way they are. Their families don't want to see what's happening. But they can't do it. And, you know, really, until you've been in that situation or you've seen that situation, I don't see how you can have a really, really clear view on it. And what frustrates me most about it is the people making the judgments aren't living the life. So how can they make a informed judgment on what anybody is going through? Until they've experienced it or seen it for themselves.
Okay, yeah, I'll take your points on that. Stewie Hamilton says, I think people should have the choice of whether they want to continue living. I also think GPs should be defended if they choose to assist. Yeah. I also think counselling should be made available to anyone helping a loved one pass from this life to the next.
Yeah.
I was jokingly, not jokingly, tongue-in-cheek, but I meant it. You know, if we had these places... See, the trouble is, we shove it under the carpet, we don't talk about it. If we were a little bit more honest and had a place where you could actually go and talk to professional people... I'm not saying that, you know, Joe Bloggs should open up his assisted suicide shop on the high street and make loads of money. It's done by professionals.
Well, yeah, the thing is, I mean... Where I'm coming from is I'm quite heavily involved with motor neuron disease, which is terminal, which is there's no treatment, there's no cure, you know, it's terminal. And people who get motor neuron disease know what's going to happen to them, and there's nothing they can do about it. In Holland, when you're diagnosed, you can go and see a doctor, you can say, if I get to this point, that's when I want to be put out of my misery, and you can agree it. It's legal there, but for some reason or other, we can't do it here. And I was reading a story... that Patrick Stewart, the actor, wrote recently, where this lady, a friend, his mate's wife, was terminally ill. It wasn't motor neuron, it was something else. But she was in so much pain and discomfort, she wanted to end it. So what she did is she sent her husband out of the house, put a carrier bag over her head and suffocated herself. And she died in pain and alone and in fear.
Hmm.
On her own. Well, how right's that?
No,
that's not right. And,
no.
And you know, how can a judge make that judgment unless they've been there? And you have to see it. You have to be there, and you have to understand what these people are living and what they're going through. Because my friend, who was perfectly physically capable, just did it, and everybody's, you know, it's all her pain is over, gone.
Do you know, the daft thing is that those people that have voted, you know, and in favour of not allowing it. You know, they probably have, they probably do have an awareness, but, you know, what they're saying is, no, we'd rather have you suffer. Because that's what it amounts to. Sean Matthew says, it's funny that if you have a pet that is suffering and you don't have it put down, you'd face criminal charges and you'd never be allowed to own another animal.
Yes.
Yet when it comes to people, you'd face criminal charges for helping them end their suffering. They are forced to be kept alive no matter how much they beg. To die slowly with complete loss of dignity, not everyone can afford to travel to places in Switzerland where you can legally choose to do it, and those that can end up going much earlier than is necessary so they can do it while they're able to travel.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is that one of the concerns from the judge's point of view is that they'll say it could be open to abuse, but what isn't? Alcohol is, drugs are. everything else is open to abuse, so you know it's going to be open to abuse. Anything is.
Yeah, nothing's going to be nothing. We don't live in a perfect world.
No,
I mean it just gives the people that, you know, that are suffering the opportunity to bow out with a bit of dignity.
Well, the point I'm making is, if your mind is perfectly sound and you know exactly what you want to do, if you were physically able to do, you would do it yourself, and there would be no issue, and nobody would do a thing. But because you're not physically able to do it, you can't do it.
Yeah.
How right is that?
No, it's not. It's not right at all, is it? Alan Carson says definitely yes. Amanda Lewis says definitely yes. And Karen Broom says, I'm definitely in favour of euthanasia. I wouldn't want to live in a vegetative state. I would want my life to be ended. Equally, if I knew my mind was going and I would become doubly incontinent and not know what was going on, I would like to take control of my life and choose accordingly.
So anybody said no to it?
Only Phil. Only yeah. Phil and possibly Jackie sitting on the fence. That's the only people so far. But then, you know, I can understand the other side of it as well. I mean, how can you ask? I mean, I once asked Dr. Peter Brand, who was an MP on the island, you know, about this and should we bring back hanging and so on. Yeah. Different subjects, but both. We put it to him both questions. Would you be in favour of euthanasia, and also would you be favour in the death penalty? And he said, look, I've trained many years to save lives, not to end them. So, you know, there are people that ethically they would not like to do it, and they would not like to go against, you know, what they believe in ethically or religiously. Maybe, I mean, there are people out there that, you know, obviously Phil is quite religious and it goes against his religion. So, you know, respect him for standing up for that.
That's fair enough. I mean, he has his point, he has his view, but then, you know, if assisted suicide was legal, he doesn't need to say he wants it, does it?
Yeah.
You know, because he doesn't want it doesn't mean to say that nobody else should be able to have it.
Sure.
You know.
If you want to give us a call, so were you in favour or not?
Yes, I'm in favour of assisted, in the right circumstances, and if the person is of sound mind, they know what they want, they know what they're doing, they can communicate that, then fine, let them go.
Wouldn't it be great if we had a team of people from Switzerland come over and open the very first, I don't want to call them shops because that's probably in the wrong term, but you know, put them down the high street so people can wander in. Don't put them, you know, so if you want to go in and talk about it. The trouble is we shove it under the carpet, so there becomes some kind of, not a stigma, but it just becomes a little bit awkward. Yes. Don't make it awkward. No. Make it easy. I mean, you know, just say, for instance, if my mum suddenly said, well, hang on a minute, I can't wipe my own bum now, Ian, you promised that you would do something, what am I supposed to do? And in that, who do I turn to? If there's somewhere down the high street I can just pop in and have a word with, you know, it makes it a little bit easier. Hi, who's this?
It's me again. Just a quick point. I'm not religious. You might not understand this. I'm a Christian, I have a faith, but I don't consider myself religious, and that sort of like makes me cringe when people not having a go at you.
Philip, I get that. Religion is man-made, faith is different. I understand that, mate. And no problem.
How many Black Sabbath loving religious people do you know anyway?
Well, I don't know, mate.
I don't know. There must be some in the world, I would imagine.
Okay, thanks for coming on and making that point.
All right, people don't understand that. It's difficult to me to explain it to you, really, but people don't really understand that when I say that.
Well, I do, Phil, because my wife is very much the same. She has her faith. She's not really religious as such. She just has her faith.
Yeah, I'm going to go down the pub and that, so...
So does she.
The thing is, Philip, that what we do is we use a term that most people understand. You and I understand what you're saying, but if we use the term religious, most people understand what we're saying.
Yeah, and I understand that, because you know what I'm like. We've been out enough times.
We understand, and we have the same view. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, mate.
Thanks for your call, Phil.
Cheers.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, we took another call before we go into the break. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Ali.
Hello, Ali.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, what do you want to tackle first? You want to tackle Suarez's teeth or the other subject?
I think you should have them all removed.
Have his teeth all pulled out?
He won't be able to do it again, will he?
We should have a sponsored tooth pulling, shouldn't we?
All the people that he's bitten should be allowed to pull three out each.
Sterident should sponsor him, shouldn't they?
I mean, as a woman that probably moans and groans about football, because I expect you have during the course of, you know, the World Cup, you know, you're probably going to have a bit of a moan and a groan and see that everything black about Suarez. But I've got to be honest, there's nothing good about this at all, is there?
No, because lots of mummies spend an awful lot of time teaching children not to bite, don't they?
Yeah.
You should put some mustard in his mouth and pepper and all sorts.
Honestly, they should probably ask someone like you to come up with the ideal punishment.
I've told you, pull his teeth out.
Pull his teeth out, right,
yeah,
okay.
Not anaesthetic or anything, just, you know, one by one.
Well, people have said jokingly, I don't know whether it was jokingly on Facebook, he should play with a gum shield.
Yeah.
Boxers do.
Glue his lips together.
Glue his lips together, yeah. I mean,
Stack his legs off so he can't bite anybody's arm.
Did you actually watch it?
Yes, I did.
What did you think, really?
I didn't actually think, watching it, that his teeth made contact. It didn't look like it because it was so sort of quick, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when they showed it again and again.
Yeah, I know, but I don't watch it again and again. It's bad enough one time round, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Assisted suicide?
Yes, definitely.
You go for it. Why would you back it up? Come on.
Having worked for a number of years up at St Mary's, and it's not just the people dying, it's relatives and all sorts that come up for weeks and weeks and weeks, Ian, visiting time to see their relatives. And seriously, when people die, that's all you remember. You don't actually remember the person. You remember them laid in a hospital bed suffering.
Do you know what? It's really strange to say this, because I think it was Sunday. It was the anniversary of my father's death, 22nd of June. And he was in this room for about 5 days. They knew what was going to happen. Mm. And all they did was they slowly removed medication.
Yeah.
And he was in this special ward. We had the Macmillan nurses, who I have to say are absolutely fantastic. They really are. And, you know, I just thought, this is going on for five days. He just led there. And family just sat around him. He didn't make any sense. He didn't know where he was, who he was, or anything. And you just think to yourself, 5 days he had that. Surely there should have been. I mean, all right, it happened. Okay, after 5 days, it happened. He sadly passed away. But you think, we've had 5-6 days of this. He's had 5-6 days of this. We all knew what was going to happen at some point. Now, you know, I bet you that if he had the choice, he would say, give me a pill when it gets too bad, and that's it.
But like that, I bet when you think of him, that's probably all you can remember. That's probably your vividest memory of him. And that's wrong.
I tell you what, you're absolutely right. It's really, I mean, it's easy for me to talk about now, because it was a horrible, horrible week where, you know, it was constant. It was between 5 and 7 days where you went up there and you sat with him. My mum went up there and sat with him. He didn't move. He didn't do anything. He didn't look. He didn't do anything for you know, over 5 days. And it was just, and those are the memories that I have. I have of him in the last few moments. What was really, really strange and really, really surreal, I said to my mum, I said, look, he's going to go on for hours yet, mum, days. I said, get yourself home, get yourself a kip, and then come back. And do you know what he did?
He died.
Yeah. Seconds later, he looked over at her, had one last look, and then he closed his eyes, and that was it. He was gone.
He didn't want her to go. I remember when I was 16, I used to work up Tower House in Lake, which was a residential home. And being 16, quite naive, didn't really know what was going on, you know. We had this one little old lady who was absolutely beautiful. And she fell ill, and it was over Christmas period. And I was working Christmas Day, and she'd been in bed for a couple of weeks, and she couldn't really communicate apart from squeezing your hand. And this particular day, it had been snowing the day before, so Christmas morning, when we washed her and everything, we turned her over and I pulled the curtain right back and I said to her, I said, oh, look, Evelyn, you know, there's snow out there. Squeeze my hand if you can see it. And she was squeezing my hand and she was sort of communicating. Anyway, I went home at 4 o'clock, whatever time it was, and someone said to me, oh, you're off tomorrow. She probably won't be here when you come back. And she was, I know you shouldn't have favourites, but she was my favourite. I came back in the day after Boxing Day and they sort of said, oh, Evelyn's still there. And I said, oh, let me pop down and see her. How is she? Really bad, you know. And I went down and I sat at the side of her and I held her hand. I said, oh, hello, Evelyn. I said, it's Ali. I said, squeeze my hand if you can hear me. And she squeezed my hand, and about 5 minutes later, she died. And I swear to this day, that lady waited for me to come back on duty.
Do you know what? I've heard so many stories like that, you know, from various people. It's, you know, it's an incredible thing. Mm. It really is. And it does make you, when you first hear a story like that, you think, oh, yeah, right. But I've heard so many stories like that.
And it's happened so many times to me over working up at St Mary's and things like that. And like I say, you know, from a family's point of view, relative's point of view, I mean, We've had relatives fly over from America, come down from, you name it, Manchester, wherever, travelled miles and miles and miles and miles, and then sat there for 3, 4, 5 days, weeks at a time. And that is, seriously, their last memory of that person. And it's so wrong, because there's a whole lifetime that's gone before those 5 or 6 days.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And what I was going to ask, I wonder how many of the people that were involved in the decision to say, no, we're not going to allow it, I wonder how many of those people actually discuss things with people like yourself who have an awful lot of experience.
But I think also the point that everyone seems to miss is doctors, nurses, every medical instinct in your body is to save life at all costs.
Absolutely.
And whether it's, you know, someone dying, someone in a road accident, whatever, your main thing is you are there to save lives. So they're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, aren't they?
Yeah, too right. Mm. Too right. Hey, look, thanks for your call today, Ali.
Okay.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
It's 18 minutes away from one. Should we take one more call and then take a break?
Yeah, go on.
I wonder who it would be. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, I just want to ask Tony something.
Yes, okay, mate.
All right, Tone.
Is that Ethel? Ned.
It's Mr. Angry from France.
Go on. Yeah.
Here, Tone.
Yes.
Do you reckon that these judges, right, they've never sat in with people like you have?
Well, I'm assuming that they haven't.
Right, we're all assuming that they haven't.
Yeah.
Do you really think if they had, they would have passed this law? Do you think they've been lent on by the insurance industry?
No, I don't. I think...
Good question.
I think the issue for the judges is they can't really have an emotional view. They have to look at it purely from a legal point of view and think of the potential issues that it might raise. There's a massive campaign going on at the moment to bring this to Parliament, and I'm sort of involved with that, but not at the forefront. No, I don't think they've been lent on. I think that their brief is to look at it from a legal point of view, and I think there's pressure on them not to allow it, but you know, at some point in the future you've got to hope that it will be allowed, because when you see it from the side of the person that would like it, and then the key thing is they've got to be of sound mind, and it's got to be clear that those are their instructions.
But that's the thing, you see that case not long ago, you had that man in the wheelchair, you remember, with a wife looking after him. I think he went to court and got kicked out.
He got Tony Nicholson.
Yeah, locked in syndrome.
He had it in his head, he did not want to live like that.
Yeah, you see the distress on his face when
he was turned down. He was crying his bleeding eyes out, wasn't he?
Well, I mean, yes, and the thing is, it's not just that individual. It's the family that care for them, you know.
Exactly.
And it's the children. You know, when somebody's terminally ill like that, it totally rips apart a whole family. And
you've got to remember, if he did top himself, they wouldn't have got the payout for the insurance if he was insured.
I think when you've seen it from that side, I don't think those people have those views at all. You know, the suffering is, well, I can't really go down that avenue, because you know, it's not for me to say.
No, but that's what I'm saying. All the insurance game and all that would be changed, wouldn't it, if this was bought in? Is that a pressure on the government and on this? Because they're powerful people, mate. They got money.
Well, they are powerful people, and there may be an element of that. But then, I don't think that they would be involved. And I wouldn't want to be cynical about it. You know, I have a very passionate view about it because of the people that I see on a regular basis.
Exactly, on a daily basis. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because you're that's what I'm saying. And it's time these people looked at that and looked at these families. Maybe go round and see them and see what these poor people put up with.
Yeah. Okay, would you... thanks for bringing that up, because that's an angle that I'd not seen about the insurance side of things. So, I mean... It does beg the question, and some people, you know, you're thinking it, so, you know, I'm starting to think it now. Right, okay, does it come down to the insurance things that are in place in this country? Well, they must have similar issues, similar questions, similar problems in other countries, like Switzerland. So why don't we go and ask the Swiss, hey, how do you get over this issue?
There you go.
Well, as I said, in Holland, it went on diagnosis of motor neuron disease, you can tell your doctor, you can say, I want to stop it now, or you can say, I get to this point, I want to stop it, and it's legal there. I don't think that. I mean, I had another friend called Mark, who actually hung himself, and he had life insurance, and it was paid out. So, you know, the insurance industry can make adjustments for suicide. So, and they do include it in their policies now. So, I can't see it as being
Maybe they should promote it a bit more. They've got people. They got the money power behind them. They're the people. The people with the money can make these judges change their mind.
They could too. I don't know, and it's wrong to make any judgment.
But
wait
till the top of Lloyd's. There's someone like that who you deal with every day in his family. I bet he'll soon change his mind.
Well, if there was somebody that was how should I put it? Somebody really, really important. Was facing these decisions, then perhaps there might be a slightly different view on it.
Yeah, but the sad thing is, Tony, would probably be able to afford to nip off to Switzerland for a little holiday and not come back.
Well, they shouldn't have to. You know, people should be able to die, end their lives in the way they want to, surrounded by the people that they want to be there, and in the environment that they're most comfortable with.
Exactly. Well, on that happy note, I won't ring back again.
Okay.
See you all in September.
Thanks, okay, you're mate. Cool, cheers. Mate. Cheers. Bye. Just to recap, then, Lord Carlisle said the UK offered the best palliative care in the world, so that there was no case for a law allowing assisted suicide.
Right,
it kind of doesn't really balance out, does it? We offer the best palliative care, so there's no need for it.
Well, some people don't want to carry on in the way that they are. You know, it's just about choice, and what you're doing there is you're not giving the person a choice.
That's it.
And we have a country that's freedom of speech, freedom of choice, but not in this case.
Yeah, no, good point. We'll take a quick break, we'll come back.
The Isle of Wight phone-in is powered by White Fibre, providers of next-generation TV, crystal clear HD with live pause, rewind and recording. Call them on 240 240.
If you don't know your duvet from your divan, your mattress from your memory foam, go along to Beds of Ryde at 66 Union Street in Ryde. We sell beds, bedroom furniture, dining tables and chairs. We deliver anywhere on the island for £10 or £5 if you are in the Ryde area. British made beds from an independent shop on the island. For a good night's sleep, just phone 01983 565 151. Beds of Ryde, 66 Union Street in Ryde.
Isle of Wight Cycle Hire is part of Value Rent-A-Car. They offer customers a wide range of bicycles at £10 a day or £50 for the whole week, including free local delivery. Ladies, men's and child's mountain bikes, or enjoy the pleasure of cycling on the island with their new tandem bike range. Isle of Wight Cycle Hire is based in Sandown on the Isle of Wight and has a secure online booking service. Log on to www.value-rentacar.co.uk or phone 01983 401 333. That's 01983 401 333.
All Washed Up are a local band ready for hire. Their influences stem from blues, bluegrass and skiffle genres. They also put their own All Washed Up twang on popular songs. They play feel-good, foot-tapping, stomping tunes that are good for the soul and dancing, of course. Perfect for any venue or occasion. To book, call 01983 521 267. That's 521 267.
Well, there ain't no use to run, you rascal, you rascal, you!
Need your appliances pack tested? Call the local experts, West White Audio. Reasonable prices and all island coverage. Give Kelvin a ring on 0800 118 2484 for a no obligation chat. email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
I Live White Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwhitefoodbank.org.uk/.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, this is Vectis Radio.
OK then, welcome back. It's 9 minutes away from one. We had a couple of subjects on the go today. We were talking about the assisted suicide situation. Certain people have tried for this and applied for it and they've been, they've been turned down. Whether or not that's the end of the argument, I very much doubt it, because I think maybe it does have something to do with, maybe it does have something to do with insurances, I don't know. Maybe they don't know what to do with it, who knows. But I think there's something they've got to look at. We're also talking about Luis Suarez. What punishment, realistically, what punishment should we give? What would you, if you were honest now, and you, right, okay, he, you're in charge now, what are you going to do to him?
What I would do to Suarez is ban him for 12 months.
From all football.
Well, there's a, I can't remember the name of it, a South African prop forward that beat another prop forward or another player in an international match, and he got banned for 6 months or something like that. Right. That was his first offence.
That, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair point. I mean, that's a good point to make as well, because, you know, there are other sports out there similar. You know, and this guy has got it wrong, but this guy Suarez has got it wrong three times now.
Well,
you know, there are other misdemeanors as well. That's three times that we know of.
Yeah,
he's, you know, there is a chance that he may have gotten away with it numerous times, but banned for life, says Tracy Smith. He is a vile man and shouldn't be on the pitch. If he wants to act like a 2-year-old, and that's an insult to many 2-year-olds. I agree with that. Jackie Muzzle. It's an interesting name. Banned for life. Not a good example for kids. Get rid of him. Lee Barnes has come up with a good solution. Lee Barnes says, ban him for 2 years. Give him a chance to change. Really bad example to youngsters who idolise these players. Cantona got 9 months for one karate kick. Suarez has offered. Suarez has offended for at least the third time. 2-year ban. Jeff Hobbs says he'll end up on the next Celebrity Big Brother. Wait till the new season starts. He'll be scoring goals for his team. The fans who have slated him will be hailing him a hero. And I agree wholeheartedly with Jackie. It's not a good example for the kids that watch the games. Let's take another call. Hi, who's this?
What a greaser.
It's Arthur.
It's Arthur.
Ian. Pull his teeth out.
Well,
that's the end of it. Can't gum anybody to death then, can he?
Well, I don't know. You get a nasty hey? Nit with her. Yeah.
whip him down and have her teeth taken out. That's the end of it, isn't it?
Well, half time of the World Cup final.
See,
on the centre circle. Yeah. Half time, World Cup final. No one has left it. Yeah, okay.
Job done.
Yeah. See, someone else suggested about a gum shield. He should wear a gum shield.
Well, he should. I mean, if I was playing that sort of game with teeth like that, I would have a gum shield to protect the teeth.
But it didn't stop Mike Tyson, did it?
No, and that rugby player did it as well with a gum shield. You can still bite with a gum shield. Yeah. Gum shield is to protect you from concussion, not to protect your teeth.
You might want to explain that, because it's gone over my head.
Because what happens is when you get banged on your head, your jaw's knocked together, and that's what causes concussion, and that's why it's there for.
I thought it was to stop you biting your tongue.
No. Well, it protects your teeth, but the main one is concussion.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't know that. I thought it was to stop you biting your tongue. How about that?
There you go. We learn something every day, don't we? Well, if he'd done that to somebody on the street, he'd be locked up, says David Ryan.
Of course he would. I mean, the thing is, the geezer's obviously got a problem. It's not the first, second, now it's the third time, possibly more, who knows?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So the thing is, that should be it. For his international career, that should be it. Full stop. As regards the football club, that's up to the football club to decide, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, yeah.
FIFA might ban him. FIFA might ban him, but Uruguay should not pick him.
Wouldn't it be better? I said this earlier on. Wouldn't it be better if just say, for instance, the Uruguayan manager said, "Sorry, I'm kicking you out of the squad. We don't want you in it. Okay, we just don't want you in the squad. You're a liability." I'd have respect for Uruguay. I'd have a little bit more respect for football. Yeah. And this is what people should, and other his players, his own players, should come out and say, "Sorry, you brought shame. Absolute shame on this country and, you know, football. So we're not going to be wanting to play with you. So you make the decision."
They won't get through the next round, then, will they?
Well, do you know what I'd love to see happen? I would love to see happen if Uruguay are allowed to continue, which there was questions of whether they should be allowed to continue. I think they should. I would love it. I sound like Kevin Keegan now. I would love it if they went on to win the World Cup without Luis Suarez, because that would be a nightmare for him.
He'd be gnashing his cup, wouldn't he, when he got home? He'd be chewing everything, wouldn't he? I mean, maybe we got this wrong, Ian. Maybe he thinks he's a beaver. You know?
Well,
you perhaps should feed him with a nice tree trunk or something, you know. I mean, we was laughing the other day about the World Cup, about the cartoon characters in it. I mean, you've got Woody Woodpecker, who plays for France in the form of Olivier Giroud.
Yeah.
All he needs is that bit on top that's painted red, and he's got the nose, isn't he? And of course, you've got him with a blinking teeth. You know, there's so many bloody odd people in this World Cup that it's probably what makes us all sit and watch it. But, I mean, I wasn't watching the England game last night, because you know that if you're going to watch Suarez, he's going to do something, isn't he?
Yeah, I was the same.
And that's really what he's there for. That is why the money is all on his head, because you know he's going to do something.
Yeah.
Rightly or wrongly. And in this case, I mean, what the Italian bloke should have done was bit him back. Bit his nose off or something.
Yeah, but... The trouble is with that, he's then going to have a lifetime ban himself, isn't he?
Well, they're out of the World Cup anyway, and it was 12 months to them.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, why heap a load of shame on yourself just for, you know, just to retaliate?
I think if you look at the Italians, they normally manage to heap plenty of shame on themselves anyway, one way or the other.
I thought this guy acted really well, actually. Cause
he was very good, very well restrained, wasn't he?
The best one, though, was the Uruguayan player who was trying to cover it up, trying to push his shirt back up again. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he should have gone for a tetanus jab.
Well, who knows he hasn't? Who knows he hasn't? I mean, it's just incredible. Hey, look, we've run out of time, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, what a shame.
But we'll be back in September.
Oh, we'll still be talking about Suarez by then.
We probably will. Hopefully he'll be banned for life by then, eh?
Well, he won't be banned from the Premier League. That's the only sad thing, isn't it, eh?
Well, I'm glad Arsenal didn't buy him.
Yeah, but we're going to get the other bloke, aren't we?
What?
Balotelli.
Oh, Balotelli.
Yeah.
Oh, crikey, really? So he just substitute one idiot for another. Well, at least he don't go around biting people, does he?
We don't know yet, do we?
He just lets fireworks off in the bathroom. Yeah. You got substitute.
Paints his car in camouflage colours.
Thanks for being there. Have a great summer.
Right, you have a great summer, old man.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, that'll just about do. I've got a couple of comments, though. Banned for 2 years, says Emma Lawrence. Banned for the season, says Marcus Lisa Colebrook. If found guilty again, third time, banned. Disgrace, says Simon Willis. They have to come down on him hard this time, otherwise our youngsters who love the game will get all the wrong signals. Ian Hennessy says, this should be an immediate ban from this World Cup and possible lifetime ban after an inquiry as how safe is this player. After all, this isn't an isolated incident.